Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. The Bible is the Word of God. Why believe in a subsequent giving of truth? The Bible condemns anything further than the Bible itself. I tell you the truth. The Bible is God's final word to man. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, said, "It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints." Jude 3. The word of God was once delivered. If I cannot believe in its finality, I cannot believe that it is credible on any subject. We must believe in the all-sufficiency of the Bible. The Apostle Paul declared, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." 1 Timothy 3:16-17. Unto what else could any additional word from heaven furnish us? God hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. This is possible through the knowledge of Christ. You want to know about life here and hereafter. You learn that from Jesus. 2 Peter 1:3. We are divinely and solemnly warned not to believe anything other than that preached by the men living in Paul's day. Paul said, "But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Galatians 1:8. Now, my friend, if we, you and I, cannot believe anything else, why should we expect God to reveal additional information? In the New Testament, it is the doctrine of Jesus Christ that is important. The doctrine of Jesus is a unit. We do not read of his doctrines. We do read of the doctrines of men. We do read of the doctrines of devils. The teaching of Christ is always spoken of in the singular number. The world does not look kindly upon doctrine, yet we are urged to abide in it. We are urged to take heed to it. John said, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God." He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. 2 John 9. It is important to point out the practice of the church in the first century. This church was composed of baptized believers who continued in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 2:41-42. The apostles' doctrine is the doctrine of Christ. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." 1 Timothy 4:16. I would like to suggest to you, my friend, if we are to be saved, we must believe and obey the doctrine of Christ. We must abide in and continue in the doctrine of Christ. Jesus talked about the commandments of men. Which do you prefer? The commandments of men or the commandments of God? Jesus said, "Their heart is far from me. Howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Mark 7:6-7. To follow the doctrines and commandments of men is to sin against God. Paul talked about the doctrines of devils. He wrote to Timothy. Here is what he said. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." 1 Timothy 4:1-2. When men depart from the Word of God, inevitably they embrace a seducing spirit, a new philosophy of life, or a doctrine of the devil. Speaking lies and hypocrisy is to speak a lie with the knowledge that we're not telling the truth. There are men who can do this because the conscience is seared. The doctrines and commandments of men tend to confuse, bewilder, and discourage those who otherwise would be responsive to the Word. The famous American novelist Harold Bell Wright wrote a love story entitled "There Yesterday." It is a story of a man and a woman. There is sentiment, pathos, and realism. The man in the story heard a sermon, but he was troubled and worried. He was disturbed because of his growing doubt. He did not wish to doubt. He wished to believe. He was confused when he thought of the traditions, customs of men, and the creeds of men. There are infidels who listen, and they will tell you that it is impossible for them to reconcile the fact of God with religious division. There is confusion among religionists, but God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. 1 Corinthians 14:33. God who created all things is greater than the thing created. We may speculate about everything else in human knowledge and progress, but we must not pervert the Word of God. God is the end of all controversy. Man's deplorable condition demands help. Jesus revealed the necessary help when he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Mark 16:15-16. The words of Jesus, rightly understood, should develop in us a feeling of startling responsibility and lead us to a faithful performance of the command. Faith only is a dead faith. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so faith apart from works is dead. James 2:26. We are safe in saying that 85% of the preaching we hear over the medium of radio is an affirmation of faith only theory in the salvation of the soul. Preachers who defend the theory seem to have forgotten that if one believes the Word of God, he must be obedient to its commands or else be untrue to his convictions. Do you believe Jesus? Remember, unbelief is human thought out of control. Shall we leave Christ out of our ambitions and inclinations? Christ should dominate our lives to reveal to us ourselves. Is your life powerless, without influence? Is it a dull, insipid, unattractive thing? What think you of Christ? Whose son is he? What think you of the doctrine of Christ? Do you say he is the Son of God? Then is it weakness to believe in Christ? Is it belittling to obey Christ? You, my friend, are different. You are unique. No other person has the same qualities as you. You are a distinct personality. Think of the millions who have lived upon the earth. You are different. You are something very special. God wants you to be saved. Do you believe Him? Have you obeyed the gospel? Think about it. God bless you, my friend.